The Republican presidential campaign has moved west from Florida to Nevada as Newt Gingrich hopes to capture lightning in a bottle for a third time in recent months. Let's talk about the political developments of the week with David Gregory, host of Meet the Press on NBC and WBAL-TV on Sunday morning. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning.
What happened yesterday when Newt Gingrich's people were leaking all morning long and the Associated Press was reporting that Donald Trump was going to endorse Newt Gingrich later in the day, and then later in the day arrives, and there's Donald Trump standing next to Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I mean, that's inside the bizarre world of Donald Trump's head, and I just don't venture to go there. You know, in the end, it was a little bit cartoonish, you know, to have the endorsement the way it played out. It was pointed out this morning that Romney didn't show up for a Huntsman endorsement, but he did for Trump. I mean, the feeling inside the Romney campaign is that they can help him, or rather that Trump can help them a little bit with fundraising, that he can help with Tea Party support. And I think you should look for Romney in the next few weeks to spend his time courting that kind of conservative endorsement rather than big establishment types.
It was kind of appropriate that the whole thing happened in Las Vegas. It just seemed like the perfect backdrop for something like that.
Yeah, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah. And in some ways it will, because, you know, it's not like you're going to be bringing Trump around to battleground states as they move forward. I think they they recognize he could get some publicity, and they grabbed it. As one advisor said to me, we like having people with us rather than against us.
Yeah. In a campaign that's already had more than a share of strange twists and turns, it's just one more. And we haven't even talked about Roseanne Barr and the Green Party yet, but we'll leave that for another day. For Newt Gingrich, I guess the challenge now is to resurrect a campaign for a third time in 6 months. That's just got to be a huge order.
Yeah, how does he do it without much money in the campaign itself? He's got super PAC money, you know, to hit Romney with advertising, but this becomes a wider map now. It's not about one state as we move forward with very few contests this month, and then you try to get to Super Tuesday and you don't have any debates. So I think it's more difficult for Gingrich. He's going to be on the program on Sunday to talk about that road forward. And he does seem like he's a little bit off balance here in terms of where he wants to hit Romney. Where does he really lead this campaign? It's got to be populist. It's got to tap into the dissatisfaction of the conservative base. But, you know, Romney's got some time on his side. The more he can make an electability argument, the more time drags on. You know, the base may not love him, but they may come to conclude that he's the guy.
Should be an interesting interview. Thanks, David. David Gregory, host of Meet the Press on NBC and WBAL-TV Sunday mornings.